So life has dealt me a dreadful blow. This is called a story of me. And as such, it's satisfying, even if it's an unpleasant story, at least it tells me who I think I am. I still have an identity, and I keep telling myself my story of me. You want to listen to me? Listen what happened to me. It's dreadful. And so that's not when I say allow what is, we are not talking about allowing some fiction in your head, because that isn't. It's a story. It's a thought movement. It's much more simple, allowing what is to be. Allowing what is to be refers to is this moment, which in the case of the person who lost his or her money on the stock market means standing at a bus stop, waiting to catch a bus, breathing, looking around the sky, the trees, the aliveness in your body. Other people walking past. Then the bus comes, getting in, paying your fare, sitting down, watching. And there's an alertness, and there's a beauty. You're watching the dance of life going on all around you. You know at the back of your mind that you're going to visit your attorney to file for bankruptcy. But that's the story. Every moment you have a choice. It's not that you forget what this trip is about, but what is it that dominates your consciousness? Is your consciousness being absorbed by your story, or is your consciousness present? Are you totally absorbed in the conditioned consciousness, or are you present here as an aware, a space of awareness, which is who you are beyond form? So another way of putting it is, are you here as the form only, or are you here as the formless one consciousness, honoring the form that you are while you are in that form? That's why you're going to see your attorney. So you honor it, and then you see your attorney, and then you shake hands, and you look into his eyes, and there's just, and you sit down, and you breathe, and then you sign a few papers, and then you look for somewhere to live, you pick up the phone, and then you sit in a little room on a not as comfortable as before. And you're just present with what is. And occasionally the story will want to come in and get hold of you again. And occasionally you get lost in it again. Now, the amazing thing is, the more you are out of the story, the more intelligence begins to operate in your life that it even affects the story on the level of story. So the likelihood that something that is pointing towards harmony, something that is fits into your needs at this moment will come in is far greater when you're out of the story than when you're in the story, and perhaps trying to look for a solution from within the story where you are an unhappy, failed entity, trying to become a happy, successful entity. That's hard work, and it may not work at all. And if you get happy, you won't be happy for long as just that entity. But if you can step out of the story as much as possible and be the aware presence, you'll be amazed how much intelligence comes into your life to support you. Not just from within, by finding yourself suddenly doing the right thing. You do something and it just happens. You suddenly have an idea. It may even come as a thought. Oh, that's what I'm going to do. And then you go and do it. Or you're walking through a park not with the burden of the story of me, but as an alert, aware presence. And suddenly you run into somebody and he offers you a job, and you just lost your last job, and you lost your money. And so synchronistic events, coincidences, come very often, almost one could say miracles, come into your life when you access the unconditioned consciousness. And when you don't access it, you are very limited. Life is still flowing through a little bit, but it can't flow through a tightly tied knot, which is the egoic me entity. Which is, it's a state of contraction.